At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, we got the latest right now on Baker Mayfield. Before we get into the worst thing that happened in our city over the weekend, he was injured last night, but good news. And look, we don't wish injury on anybody. It just, Mike said it, when they look like they're collapsing right now, they're on their losing streak. Things may be going our way, but he has a sprained left shoulder, a low-grade sprain. He had a sling on,
right.
Okay, last night. MRI was good. Good news with an eye towards playing potentially next week. So,
you know, they've had Bucky Irving, you know, but the receivers have been all banged up. Mike Evans obviously lost for the season.
Yep.
They've had just, you know, one thing after another. And then some defensive injuries have cropped up as well. But, right, guys, that's one thing before we get to the dreadful event in Atlanta this weekend. Is they've hemorrhaged, man. They've lost three games in a row while we monkeyed around and had a five-game losing streak of our own.
Brutal.
And the games that I earmark, the Carolina game, I still die on that hill. We should have beat San Francisco. That was coaching. And then you look at, the other game in Berlin, you know, where you're right there. It's just a couple of plays you can't make. And Penix Jr. looked like he was on ice skates. You know, so this is where last year we started leaking because Cousins wasn't right. This year we're leaking because Penix isn't right.
That's right.
And neither time they have the wherewithal to make the move. And now we'll see what Kirk does with another week of preparation against a bad Jets team. We should be 6-5. We should be 6-5.
It feels that way. And again, the shameful part is, you know, all these years we've been crying about sacks. We can't even enjoy it.
That's a great point.
All right. What happened to Georgia Tech this weekend? Because it was the worst thing that happened in our city this weekend. And I'm not saying that to upset Tech fans. You guys know. And I feel for you. But with the biggest game of the season on the line, Mike, what was that? 28-0 before we could blink an eye?
Yeah, I was confused. I know that Pittsburgh, we talked about their young quarterback, Heisel, did an amazing job. Just 18 years old kid, had some small scholarship offers. I mean, he looks like freaking Joe Montana back there with his processing. And then once Georgia Tech finally figured out to start blitzing,
yeah,
it was unfortunately the damage was done. It was already 28-0. But once Tech got aggressive, they really didn't get much. Now, the touchdown late, obviously that was a backbreaker. Day-Day was at Bobby Dodd, and the emotions, just, all the air just went right out of the building. But, man, it was the first time Haynes King didn't look good. That's another part of it. And
yes.
We've talked about them riding on Haynes King's shoulders, and then Haynes King struggled. He did not have a good first half.
No. Final score was 42-28. I just felt like, you know, again, and once the game got away from him, and again, Tech's in the game. We talk about these moments.
Right.
Third quarter, you've scored a couple of touchdowns. If you score, and Big O, let's play this play. This pick six killed you. It killed the momentum. I thought it took the air out of the stadium. And I thought Haynes King, again, even though the kid is resilient, he bounced back. It was one of those moments where if they score there, he doesn't throw that bad pass. And it was a bad pass, period. This is a one-score game. And all the momentum is your way. Crowd's going bananas. And, Mike, I think they worked their way back into winning this game. Unfortunately, right. It didn't play out that way. Here's how it sounded. Why it matters is because the Jackets are eliminated from reaching the ACC championship game. Why it matters is we, this show, had been for weeks saying, why is nobody talking about Haynes King for Heisman?
Right.
That's gone. Whatever accolades he might have received, Mike, and he still may, all of a sudden have been diminished. And now you've got to get ready for rivalry week with Georgia, and you're going, okay, what's going to happen? Who's going to show up? I just felt like right now, Mike, this is a belly punch for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't know if – and I was talking about this off the air with Carl. I just don't know what Buster Faulkner could have done otherwise, because you just rely so much on Haynes King being the man.
Yep.
And he was just – I mean, look, Pittsburgh got aggressive. He did not even see – he didn't have to see the defender. He didn't – the defender dropped back. He didn't even see it. 100 yards. I mean, that's just a – and that's such a backbreaker.
Oh.
You know, all that represents. Because, you know, let's be honest. We want to see them. We always talk about running the ball, Jamal Haynes. But once you get down three scores, you can't run the ball.
You can't.
So and then you're kind of predicated on Haynes with designed quarterback runs, and it just takes too much time. And as we said, that backbreaking touchdown, Pitt scores that last score, and that was it. But, yeah, I just never expected Georgia Tech to get blown out like that. Under Brent Key, the way you feeling that Brent's changed the vibe and
yes,
the culture.
Yes.
And look, we said it. There's limitations. We knew the defense. The defense was terrible against NC State, terrible against Boston College. They've been wobbling, but man, that's tough. And then on the big picture, as you said, you know, maybe slow your roll. I don't think the check gets any smaller, but it may give some alumni some pause. That are we where we need to be? You know that Brent Key gets it, but this was the year. Carl, Haynes King is your quarterback. You're in the top 15. You're not going to get many opportunities like this. Paul Johnson had only one or two opportunities like that.
No, it's true.
You know, to really go far.
It's true. Look, don't know what the recruiting class looks like, but I saw over the weekend where the top linebacker flipped, okay, was a Penn State kid. He's going to Georgia now. He's right out of Charlotte. Georgia has the number one again. Recruiting class.
Tech needs five-star defender.
Okay.
They need the kind of guys.
Well, this is where I'm getting to.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
But no. And so Georgia, again, right now as we speak, has the number one class. Remember, signing day is December, right? We're getting into December. It's not February anymore. There are still kids who sign. We're going to sign in December, and Georgia's going to have the number one class again in the country. That matters, man. Talent. You can talk about Kirby all you want, and he's great. But Kirby has so much damn talent he's choosing from year in and year out. Mm. And I just feel like that. I saw it over the weekend. I said, Kirby doing Kirby things. Another kid flips. Now, he was going to Penn State. Franklin gets fired, obviously. Changes
right.
his mind. But you got another stud linebacker coming in for Georgia. And you're like, okay, those are the areas where resources come into play. And Brent Key, you want him to be successful? I'm not saying this is the reason why they lost Saturday night. They got outplayed. But give him everything he needs, Mike, to go get those kinds of guys that he can get the players he needs and give him the resources. I do think he's the right guy. But it felt weird to see that team falter the way they did on Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's – we talked about, you know, Virginia Tech saying that they're going to be spending like drunken sailors to get Franklin everything he needs. Tech's turned things around, and they've got a lot of big boosters that are cutting big checks. But that's the commitment. You're going to need to get that collective going to get some of those super – let's be honest, some superstars. You need some difference makers on defense. The other thing from the weekend, we didn't really get into it on Friday, but it came up again after the Vanderbilt win. Diego Pavia talking about Jared Curtis as if Jared Curtis is going to flip from Georgia to Vanderbilt. And he's like
did.
His little brother.
Yes. But you know what? He's making it sound like Jared obviously has been thinking about this.
And a lot of Georgia fans go, well, where's this coming from? And is this like some kind of violation of some sort in some person's
mind? Big O, did you say Jared has been thinking about this?
Yeah, so the rumor in the blogosphere now is that Jared might not want to wait a year before he plays. So Pavia goes right. out, and Jared can come into Vanderbilt
and start
as a freshman. And then want to talk
is
about
– is the coach staying at Vandy, though?
Well, that's the thing.
He might
that's
go.
That's a great
yeah,
take.
Yeah, it's a good take. And then if he goes, then, you know, all bets are off as to what happens to Jared. But if he stays –
But if Clark Lee leaves, that's a great point. But here's the thing with Kirby. I mean, this is where Kirby needs to turn on the charm. Look what Bobo's doing. I mean, come on, man. This is crazy. At some point in Carl and our lifetime, Kirby will have a five-star quarterback play a couple of seasons for the Dogs, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A five-star.
There's a new kid that committed last week, a kid at the IMG who's a five-star number one quarterback, but he's in the 27
All right.
28 class.
Well, I already heard he's flipping, too, because he doesn't want to wait either.
Well, that's the thing. thing. Nobody wants to wait.
That's the thing. You get Jared Curtis. Everybody's stoked. You get the best quarterback in the class. And now all of a sudden, but all this is being driven by Vandy. I want to hear how Georgia handles this.
Well, don't forget they got Ryan Puglisi sitting there, too.
That's true. Well, Puglisi is going to transfer. I know it's going to
happen. That's what I'm saying.
Carl, he'll transfer.
He gone.
He gone.
Ryan, I'm sorry.
It's just crazy.
Ryan's people's listening. I'm sorry. He gone.
I just crazy how, you know, everything. Kirby's won natties with, you know, we all know the story with Stetson Bennett. Now with Gunner. Gunner was four, right? Gunner was four-star?
He was.
But, I mean, not that it matters, just win the championship. But the Jared Curtis thing, it's tantalizing. And you hear this, and the dog fans are going, come on, give me a break.
Couple of things. Where's Lane Kiffin? What's going to happen this week?
He's going to go. He's going to basically break everybody's freaking heart. You've got some people that are in denial in Oxford and Ole Miss fans. Hotty toddy, I'm sorry, drink two. I think the word will come out probably before Friday. You know, maybe Friday morning that he's going to go to LSU.
Seven years, $98 million?
Right. Yeah.
And you're paying Brian Kelly to go away?
Yes.
Where is LSU getting all this money?
Well, you heard what the contract is, though. Like, they can only offer him a certain amount per year per state regulations. So they're giving him all these crazy, easy escalators to meet every single year to make sure he gets that $14 million every year.
Right.
And 14, by the way, if you're curious, is more than Kirby is getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's, we knew that Lane was going to reset this market. But that's the thing, man. When does it drop?
Kirby's laughing right
there's
now.
There's no way. and Kirby will get a dollar more when they redo this deal.
Kirby's like, really? Right. Go ahead, Lane.
But this thing with Lane, it's just there's no way to do this without people's feelings being just hearts broken. There's just no way.
All right, speaking of hearts broke, last thing, then we got to get out of the way. Coach's show on the way. D. Alford is the player guest. We will hear from Raheem Morris tomorrow. Connor Riley, Dog Nation, stops by. We will also talk to Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Speaking of broken hearts, your statement, sir, on Florida State retaining Mike Norvell.
Yeah. Michael Alford, the university president. The good news is when they finally fire Norvell, Alford will get the boot, too,
okay,
after 2026. Florida State fans are apoplectic.
Too cheap to cut the check?
We don't have the They don't have the money. They just don't have the loot.
All right.
And this is the wrong year to be in the coaching market because we wouldn't maybe even get a crack at a guy like Summerall. So if you're Florida State, you're screwed, and now FSU fans are losing their minds. And, oh, by the way, you're going to probably take a hit with recruiting because everyone's going to be recruiting. He's a dead man walking.
All right.
So he's supposed to have this big recruiting class.
Just ask him.
It's ugly. Carl, it's the worst possible situation.
So your heart is broke.
Well, I go down there for the party. I sit in the bars. There's hot co-eds. I have a good time. I got great seats. Right. I work on my tan. I have fun.
Isn't Fair it better enough. Than when they're better, though, Mike? Isn't it better when they're
yes.
good?
Oh, yes.
The parties are always
Oh, yes,
better.
Orin. It's more fun when we're beating Clemson, when we're beating the best schools. Look, we'll always have the Alabama game. I'll never imagine in a million years how that happened.
You sound
but
like
we'll
a
always
lost
have
man.
The Alabama.
We'll always
you know,
have it.
I'm like Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca. We'll always have Parrish. Yeah, we'll always have. That's it. Oh. We'll always have the Bama game.
All right. Look, there is a story we didn't get to today. We will about a Dogs offensive lineman who's been dismissed. We will talk more about it tomorrow, Mike.
It's a crazy story, but Kirby did the right thing. He gone.
He did. All right. We got to get out of the way. Oh, let's clear our throat. First and foremost, thanks to everybody who came out today to our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Thank you for being 92.9 The Game, loyal listeners, and more importantly, participants. Without you guys doing what you did today, we don't have success. Mike, we raised a lot of money for Pets for Vets.
Yeah, man, Pets for Vets, great cause. Great job, Squid Billy, putting it all together at Bo's house. This is my house. I built this thing. Who built this? Me.
Me. Yeah. So thank you guys for coming out. And I also would like to thank all of the folks at our radio station who, you know, did what they needed to do to make this happen. A lot of work goes into these kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
So appreciate everybody. All right. We're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Coach's show's on the way. Big O back at the studio. Thank you, our engineer. Day-Day, our executive producer, Mike Bell. We got to get out of the way, man, and clear your throat.
Hey, man, that 2024 quarterback class, it's kind of hard to break down who's who. Caleb Williams is getting resurgent with a great coach.
Yes.
Our quarterback's not getting great coaching, and he's injured. Jaden Daniels is injured, and he was kind of sliding the wrong way this year. Drake May is looking like the man. He's in the MVP conversation. Bo Nix struggles at times, but his team's got great defense. He's okay. J.J. McCarthy looks terrible. J.J. McCarthy looks like the bust right now of the draft class. Can't say that about Michael Penix Jr.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to believe in Michael Penix Jr., but I can't believe in him if the coaching staff can't help him be the best quarterback he can be.
All I got to say is, hi, Saints fans. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're one of five guys who couldn't sink a 5-foot freaking putt.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.